I remember when the Confederates invaded the city of York. They asked for a ransom, and the businessmen were unable to provide it. And at that time, people expected me to flee, but I didn't. When the war began, I was going through some troubling times. My son was accused of raping a white woman, and I had to focus a lot of my time to have him released. I started a writing campaign because I was respected in York as a black man. A lot of important people signed my petition. I was able to take that petition, and eventually my son was released. But it was with a price. When he was released, his health was failing. And part of him being released was that I had to leave York. By that time, my business had already begun to decline. I no longer owned the Emporium, no longer owned the 13 rail cars. I was basically broke. Although I lost my Emporium and I no longer had money, I didn't lose my heart and my soul to work. I opened up a barbershop around the corner from where my Emporium once stood. And I worked as a barber, like I started in the very beginning, until I left York City or York County and moved to Michigan.